welcome to the American Football Show, powered by EP Sports. EP Sports is the top supplier in the UK for all of your American football needs, helping players and coaches reach their potential since 2007. Check them out at epsports.co.uk. I'm here with Joe, Tim and Craig, and today we're going to talk about the draft and other football goodness around the world. So we can move to the draft. That's obviously going to be our biggest topic, but there has been some other news around other things we like to talk about, mainly the EFLs, really. I mean, I don't know if you guys are following them on like the socials, but they're looking like they're actually, they've got loads of interviews coming out. They kind of getting they've got the championship stadium sorted out. Like they are really getting some ground. I'm getting really excited about it.
Yeah, it looks really professional. They're doing a really good job. You mentioned they got the old championship stadium, which is Dusseldorf, I believe. And it's a 54,000 seat stadium. Obviously, with the pandemic and everything, you don't know how many tickets they're going to allow to sell. But they've seemed like they've got quite a lot up, and it's got a lot of demand as well, which is really, really good to see, especially in Germany. Obviously, they love it to bits, but it's starting to come together really nicely. And I think it's going to be, even when we first talked about it, I feel like it's going to be even bigger and better than any of us could have imagined. It's pretty cool.
I think you hit the nail on the head. It looks like a professional outfit. Everything they've got on social media, all the player introductions they've been doing, everything else seems really good, and I can't wait to watch it.
I'm prepared to be let down, but I really, really hope that it's good. Because that hype vid I sent you, like, they paid someone to go run around in all the cities, so they've got the money. Yeah, that looks really fun. Is there any news with the Brit Ball Leagues, UKFL, stuff like that? Any updates?
There was a restructure, wasn't there? I believe.
Yeah, the Bafa Leagues. So what they've tried to do to get around sort of the COVID guidelines and stuff like that is to make now all of the divisions regional. So I think there's two divisions in Scotland, the North and the South. There's like a Northwest division, a Yorkshire division, that sort of thing. So it'll be interesting to see, because there's a lot of, you've now got Prem teams going up against Div 1 teams. You've got some newly formed teams in the division with some high-end teams. So you could have the Prem teams just walking over these lower division teams, but you might see some feisty lower league teams sort of showing that they can hang with the bigger teams.
I was thinking that when I saw it, because I don't know that much about Scottish American football, apart from the Wolves are good. Half the other teams I've never heard of. And when they put all the teams together, and I totally understand why they've done it this year, but I think there's going to be some one-sided
games. Yeah, definitely.
But I guess for the bigger teams like the Wolves that got big squads, it means if they're playing against a team that's coming in new this year, they can play some of their second stringers. So that means more players are going to get a chance to play in time, I suppose.
Yeah, you just hope that it doesn't descend into that team in each county that gets the Americans in. It's just going to go on and batter everyone else with their first stringers whilst everyone kind of tries to play fairly with everyone else. Because there's definitely teams like that, like Tamworth, obviously the Blitz and the Warriors. There are some noticeable teams, especially, like you said, the Wolves, that are very good with the nearest team in the significant miles, not anywhere good near them.
Yeah.
Well, Manchester have introduced a B team called the Bees. So you could have Manchester playing Manchester, like the A team against the B team. I've not looked into the schedule too much. I don't know whether they've tried to schedule around that, but I don't know. That, to me, didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, and what's going to happen with that? Say the B team's quarterback is playing much better than the A team's quarterback. Are they just going to shift people about?
If they've got an A team and a B team, can they just change their name from the Titans to the A team?
A's and the B's.
Yeah, have a BA Barajas on the side of the helmet.
I keep wanting to get back into a sport, and it's like my life's so busy, I can't see myself doing it in the near future. It's annoying. Baseball, that's what I'm getting into recently, baseball. Oh,
tell me about it. I've heard a lot about this baseball. You've been playing MLB, haven't you?
Yeah, that MLB The Show is all I've been playing for like the past 2 weeks.
I've got a baseball fantasy team this year. First time I tried it. I have no clue.
So many names.
The league. I don't know why. I don't know any of the players. I don't know how I'm scoring. I won a game last night. I have no idea. I just don't know what's going on. I'm just like pressing buttons and things are happening. I don't know.
I watched Moneyball for the second time today. Literally just finished it before we came on. So I'm in a bit of a baseball mood as well. So I think that'll have to be our new little spin-off that we got going.
Oh, I'm feeling the Madden rage. The Madden rage is real. I'm playing the Ravens, and even with Lamar, like, not enough to do. If I throw, I get intercepted. If I run, all my players get injured. I can't seem to win at the moment.
There's a lot of nonsense in that Madden league. They're like, there's some, I think Fergal's traded for Tyree. He traded Minka Fitzpatrick and TJ Watt for Tyreek Hill. He's still got Dwayne Haskins as his quarterback. Like, he didn't have any draft picks.
Well, I've just traded two. I traded a first and a fourth and Gus Edwards for Derrick Henry. So I'm hoping...
Henry's on the Ravens now.
Yeah, so I'm hoping... Yeah, and I'm supposed to be trying to negotiate a contract with Lamar, who just turned down a $250 million contract. So we'll see how that goes. And Mark Andrews is up. He wants like $90 million or something, so we'll see how all that goes.
I mean, I did draft Justin Fields and Devonta Smith, so I'm pretty pleased myself right now. Talking of the draft, we should move on to it. Obviously, we didn't record last Thursday because that was the night of the draft, and we were all trying to get that pre-game nap in because it was on far too late, and it still started 25 minutes late. Regardless, I'm not going to just do the usual, who are the best, top 10 picks, let's analyse them. Let's just kind of talk about the draft in general and what we thought of it. My first topic I want to bring up is there was three trades in the first round. There was the Eagles leapfrogging the Giants with the Cowboys. There was the Giants then trading backwards a lot of their stuff to the Bears. And then it was also the Vikings trading backwards with the Jets. Yeah. All in all, they seem like pretty win-win trades. But does anyone think one was better or worse than the other?
Oh, the Bears trade was the best. Like, by an absolute landslide.
I'd throw the Cowboys in there. I'd say for them, because they'd lost the two guys who they were originally looking for, and then they managed to trade down and still get Micah Parsons. So I'd say, considering the situation that they were put into, I'd say that's a win for them.
Yeah, I agree there. It's just like, it's frustrating as a Patriots fan in a way, because I after the Eagles pick, I was almost jumping up and down. I thought Justin Fields was coming into our laps, and then the Bears moved up, and I think that's it. But for the Bears, it's completely transformed. Like, I've been listening and reading a few things, and I agree with the fact that the Bears last year, even though Adam was crazy for them, they were fairly boring. And it feels like it's just completely transformed the feeling of the Bears. Like, before, you know, going into next year, if they didn't take Fields, it's like, meh, it's the Bears, like, whatever. But now it's like they've got Justin Fields, one of the most exciting young quarterbacks there. That team has completely changed, and it's just a lot more optimistic up in Chicago now. It's quite nice for such an old classic team. So I look forward to him. Even though I wish he came to us, I think it's great for Chicago.
Yeah, the Bears haven't had a decent quarterback since Jay Cutler. So, and he wasn't that good. So I think for them, it's amazing. It's a big,
I don't think he's going to do well at them because he's at the Bears. That's the problem. Yeah, being in a group, I was awake with one person for the whole first night of the draft, and it was a Bears fan. So it was quite enjoyable spending it with Liam. But yeah, I mean, Mac Jones to the Patriots, Joe?
Yeah, a big Max. He's come along. I'm quite happy, to be fair. Quarterback was what we needed. To be honest with you, if we weren't going to move, Mac Jones was going to be the play. It just depended on what the 49ers decided to do. But I was, you know, after thinking we'd get Fields, I was a bit sort of a bit deflated. But then when I saw Mac Jones strolling out with his big old hips moving in his suit, I was pretty pumped. And I mean, look, the guy's got a high floor. I mean, that's the important thing. And in a team that's going to have a strong defense again, I think Cam Newton's still going to be the starter. But I am quite excited to see how he does. He's a national champion. He knows how to throw the ball. He knows how to play quarterback. He's shown it. He may not be the most exciting quarterback in that draft class, but he's good enough, and he's got a real shot of being a decent quarterback for years to come. So, yeah, I'm happy.
I think what he's got is the intangibles, like the leadership qualities and things like that. And let's be honest, you don't get to be the quarterback of Alabama by being a shit quarterback. You've got to be pretty good to make it there, because there's plenty of other quarterbacks that could take over. And Alabama aren't afraid to bench a starting quarterback if they don't think the quarterback's that good. So, and, you know, I know it's a cliche now, but he looks like a Patriots quarterback. He looks like he's going to fit in there. So I wasn't surprised. I was surprised you didn't have to trade up to get him, to be honest. But one thing I was really surprised at, the Broncos didn't take a quarterback.
Oh, yes. Wells was fuming. Mm-hmm. Justin Fields on the board, and he was probably screaming that they didn't.
But I think that's also some big news that we missed out, of course, with Aaron Rodgers sort of throwing a hissy fit. And that might be why they didn't take a quarterback, because they've got their eyes on potentially trying to pry him out of Green Bay. I wonder how difficult that's going to be.
And do we think, Ben, that Green Bay drafted a cornerback was kicking when in the bollocks? Yeah. Like, right,
it did surprise me they didn't go receiver. Like, really surprised me they didn't go receiver again.
Is our, like, because the Aaron Rodgers rumors, news, whatever you want to call it, it came so quickly, just out of nowhere. Like, I was waiting, it was like a couple hours before the draft, and just suddenly it was like, mate, Aaron Rodgers will be leaving the Packers, he will be getting traded. Like, do we think he's going to be playing for the Packers in 2022?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we think Brian Gundekunst, or whatever his name is going to be GM next week? No. Who would you rather have, a GM or Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
I know which one I'd pick.
The best thing is he's threatening. He's not even threatening to go to another team. He's like, I will leave and host Jeopardy.
I just don't. If it's just the GM, which is apparently is the reasons, but I know he's a fantastic player, but he's such a crybaby. It genuinely drives me nuts. Like, I'm obviously not a massive Rodgers fan, I don't know. He just seems to, he's done it 2 years in a row now. I understand why, but it's just, I just thought the timing was a bit, you know, the draft's coming on. It's a lot of young players coming into the league. They want to be talked about them, but Aaron Rodgers had to time it just before the draft. He could have picked a better time to throw his toys out the pram.
But it's the perfect time to do it. If you want to make the point that you're serious, the perfect time to do it is to overshadow the whole draft by saying that. I don't agree with the way he's done it, but I agree with what he's done, because they were a receiver away from being a serious Super Bowl contender, more so than they were. And they drafted a quarterback that they could have got in the second round.
I remember hearing about, I read a rumor on Reddit or something today that their GM initially tried to trade up for, it was not Jerry Jeudy, but he tried to trade up for one of the top wide receivers twice. He traded for Justin Jefferson, missed that on him. Then tried to get someone else up, missed that on him. So they just went, okay, we'll just pick Jordan Love.
How are you feeling about the Raiders? First picked him.
Right. Better than I was. Right. So, on the night, it was a Henry Ruggs all over again. I didn't have a clue. When Goodell said, I was like, ooh, and then Alex Leatherwood. And I was like, who the hell is that offensive tackle? Right. So he was like the ninth rated offensive tackle. Darashaw was still there. Tevin Jenkins was still there. And I was like, oh, great. And then here in Mayock, go on and on about, yeah, we knew it was going to be controversial, but we don't care. We do what we want to do. It's like, I'm done with this team. I've really had enough of it. Then the second day, we got Trevon Moehrig, who was supposed to be a first round pick. So that was happier. Then we drafted a load of seventh rounders in the third round. So it's the same as usual. They're just trying, Mayock and Gruden are trying to prove they're cleverer than anyone else by picking players, which is great when you're a TV analyst, and it doesn't matter, it doesn't affect the team. But these drafts, it's like the third draft in a row. They've overdrafted people and we're no better than we were before they came. So, and they're people that have got long contracts. So it doesn't matter to them. They can do whatever they want in the draft. They're not going to get fired. So I think this draft's been awful, to be fair.
He's got a very good Raiders name though, Leatherwood.
I was surprised he didn't go Darashaw. I think the Vikings got quite lucky for him to fall to them. Mm. It just surprised me to see them sort of pass on him and go for someone that, like you said, like when their name got called, when I seen it on the list the next day, I was like, who's that guy?
So the reasoning they've given is that he's a good run blocker, and we're going to be a power run team. So we've got, I guess it works for the Titans. So we're going to be watching more run the ball. Great. Very exciting in modern NFL. That we're going to be a running team. Brilliant. So, yeah.
Makes sense.
The worst draft pick, though, was the third rounder, who's the guy out of Buffalo. Only reason we drafted him was because Khalil Mack was from Buffalo. He was graded as a seventh round pick, and we picked him up in the third round. Malcolm Kuntz.
So I think there's like that specifically. I mean, I was going to say Alabama. There's about six from the first round, something went. But looking back at the 2019 LSU Alabama game, every single quarterback, running back, and wide receiver has been drafted, and now a lot of the offensive line have been drafted. Like, absolutely insane.
Yeah, they just breed talent, don't they? There, it's just they just grab everyone and then make him even better and send what's in the NFL.
Don't know if you saw how sharp Devontae Smith's suit was, but good lord,
it was. What
do you think about him, Sewell dropping to the Lions, dropping off the top five?
My first thought was poor Penei Sewell, because he's ended up at the Lions. So he's a cracking player, and you're just like, oh mate, unlucky. But now it's crazy that he fell that far. We discussed it about the whole Bengals missing out on Sewell. But I mean, Jamar Chase, yeah, he's there. I understand taking him, and they did assess their O-line sort of in free agency, had a look in, and then they got someone a bit later on down the line, didn't they? I think in the second or third round, can't remember when. But I don't know. Sewell falling to seven is massive. I didn't think he would go that far.
Moment of the draft was Panthers and Broncos taking the two cornerbacks, because literally, I think like the next seven picks off the back of that was always based on, oh, there'll at least be like three of the skilled players available, but there was just none, and everyone just fell to pieces, and the Chargers just got Rashawn Slater 13. We're like, yes.
I was really happy with the Broncos pick, because I thought they were taking Justin Fields. I actually like Justin Fields. So I was like, oh, I'm going to have to hate Justin Fields now. That's a shame, but thankfully, the Broncos didn't take him. But I think that was because, as we said, they think they're getting Aaron Rodgers. I think part of it was they didn't draft a quarterback hoping they're going to get Rodgers.
If the Broncos get Aaron Rodgers, they'll be a very damn good team.
They might win the Super Bowl again.
Yeah. Especially in Mile High. Mm-hmm. Craig, what did you think about your first rounders? You've got a receiver and an edge.
Yeah, it looks, we kind of we've used that extra draft pick we got for Brown to sort of, we've both filled positions of need. You know, it's no secret that at wide receiver, our wide receivers have not exactly been productive, and it's a position of need. Edge rush is another big one. It was sort of surprising, I guess. I thought we would have gone to look for Brown's replacement, I think. Which could have been another way to go with that first pick, but overall, I'm pretty happy with it. And the general consensus from Ravens fans and stuff, from groups and forums and stuff that I've been looking at, seems to be the same.
Right. So, out of the five first round quarterbacks, which one is off their selected team first?
Ooh.
So we have Lawrence and the Jags, Trey Lance and the 49ers.
I'm saying Trey Lance.
Zach Wilson and the Jets, Mac Jones and the Patriots, and Justin Fields and the Bears.
That is tough. That's really tough.
And that is why questions are fun.
Only purely because of the organisation, I'm going for Zach Wilson. I think he's a cracking quarterback and he's going to be great, but just because it's Jets, I just think could happen.
Yeah, I'm also going to go Zach Wilson. I know past performance does not reflect future game, but every other quarterback that's come out of the blue in their last year in college and people have gone second in the draft have been terrible, like Blake Bortles or high-end. People like Blake Bortles. I just think Zach Wilson and the Jets as well, it's not a good combination.
Yeah.
I think Trey Lance, I think he's the most boom or bust. Andy's in the NFC West, which has got Nick Bosa, JJ Watt, Chandler Jones, all these terribly scary people.
He's played such little football, hasn't he? That's
what I was going to say. I've gone with him because he's such a big question mark because people, there's not as much on him, and he's in such a tough division with a lot of good defences. I think it could be rough for him potentially.
Well, he's got a higher ceiling though, because he could be a more athletic Patrick Mahomes, because he's got the size and the talent to do that.
People are throwing that around very quickly now. That like, oh yeah, he's a Patrick Mahomes type, and he's like, what do you mean? This record breaking quarterback that just came out of nowhere. Yeah, he's just the same. We found him here.
Yeah, and also don't forget he played in Division 2. He played for North Dakota State as well. So not only has he not played any games.
Quarterbacks very quickly, Wentz, Stick and Trey Lance. But yeah, Kyle Shanahan, like everyone's saying, yeah, it's great he's going to Kyle Shanahan. He's the offensive protege, whatever. But like, I was on the Kyle Shanahan bus. I thought he was really good. Obviously, made his name really big with the Falcons on that massive offense. But since then, he's, gone to the 49ers. They've had decent offenses, made it the Super Bowl, but they've not won it. And it just seems to be that everyone's like, oh, don't worry, they'll fix it because it's Kyle Shanahan. But, like, is he going to fix it with just Trey Lance? Like, do they need more?
I seriously think that they're a chance of going to the Super Bowl if Trey Lance hits the ground running. I just think if it's Jimmy G for Trey Lance and they've still got that, like, awesome defense, and they've got big playmakers on their offense. I don't know. It seems like one of those places where if he goes in, plays really well, they've got a real shot.
I'm a little surprised they didn't try and trade Jimmy G.
I think Jimmy G starts until either there's an injury or he'll start the whole first season. I don't see Trey Lance coming in outside of injury, which could be very likely because it's Jimmy G. Because who's the likely trade destination now? The Patriots have got Mac.
Can tell you. Yeah.
Any other draft information? Who do we think's biggest bust? Any like that?
Ooh, bust.
Noise.
That's a tough one. I was thinking like teams that did really well. We touched on the Jets, but I think like the AFC East is quite a bit of a daunting league next year. I think the Jets did really, really well. It depends how good of a coach Salah is and how that goes. But the Dolphins as well, I think they rounded themselves off quite nicely, all their draft picks and everything. So those are two teams that I thought did really, really well.
Chargers had a nice draft as well. I thought getting Rashawn Slater, 12th, 13th, that was really good for them.
Who's that? They got someone in the second round as well.
Samuel Jr.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, they were like their top two calls, really. The Texans had like three picks and didn't do much with any of them.
They are in trouble.
Giants had a decent draft. Mm. They got, who was it? It was Tony.
There is Tony.
Ojulari, was it?
Yeah.
If you look at it in a vacuum, the NFC East did really well in the drafts. Mm. Cowboys just upgraded their defense with like two of the best linebackers that are available. The Giants got a haul and also got two really good players with Tony and Aziz. Eagles got Devontae Smith, which is all that actually matters. And the Redskins, whilst their first pick was a bit weird, they just shored up a pretty firm team as it is. Yeah.
I think I was reading in The Athletic today, although I've gone on a rant saying I don't believe in draft grades like a week after the draft, but they said that the Eagles had the best draft. And then they said the worst draft was the Rams because they didn't have any picks. Texans were the next worst, and then the Raiders.
So the Texans picked a quarterback, didn't they? Can't remember his name.
Yes.
Davis Webb.
Yeah. That's a sign though, because that's them going, we're probably not, or we need a backup in case Watson's not playing.
Well, the chat with Watson now is whether or not he plays this season, not whether he gets traded, whether he's actually going to get suspended. So yeah, they need a new quarterback.
What's funny is with the Raiders picks is you could have swapped your first and second rounders and it would have made more sense as a mock draft.
So it's weird because Trayvon Moehrig was like the number one rated safety, everything you read. And he was the third safety that went. Apparently, there were rumors that he's got a back injury, and that's why he dropped. But yeah, if you swapped our first and second picks round, the day after the draft, everyone would be going, oh, they got a great draft. They got a pretty decent tackle in the second, and they got the best safety in the first. So let's see.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, another team I think did pretty naff is even though they got their running back, the Steelers are just, I think the Ravens and the Browns, but I think the Browns had a really, really good draft. They got linebacker, didn't they? Really, the double barreled one. I've forgotten his name.
Jeremiah Caldwell-Austin.
But they got him like pick 49 or something.
I was so annoyed we didn't pick him, but like, he was the top. And I was like, we should trade up and get him.
But I just think the Steelers are fooling.
Koromaya, because I had to type that out about 100 times when I was doing the Twitter mock draft, and I wish someone would have drafted him because I was fed up of typing him.
I drafted him in my Madden League, and he's pretty good.
Well done.
Thank you. Which GMs have saved themselves and which GMs have dug the hole even deeper? Because I think Howie Roseman's put at least another year or two on his safety leash. Whoever's in charge of the Lions, I think they're in their first year. They've played it well. Jets, Joe Douglas is doing really well with them.
Ryan Pace, I think he's...
Yeah, they definitely saved. They basically got, hope Justin Fields works for you next year or you're gone.
Yeah.
I think going back to what we said earlier, Green Bay's GM's got one foot out the door already, I think.
Yeah, when your star quarterback going him on...
Sorry, Adam. I was going to say another interesting pick was Kyle Trask going to the Bucks. I know Ollie said he's not a good quarterback and don't look out, but he's another one of these guys that's been dubbed to be the man to follow Tom Brady. So it's interesting to see how his development's going to go on.
Yeah, it's always worrying whenever you see just a quarterback drafted behind Brady because everyone goes and watches. You're like, shit, what if there is another one? I had a name that I can't think of who we were talking about. Jesus.
What do you think about Jags drafting Etienne? Do you think that was a reach at where they took him?
I think it was comfort because
they
had other needs, but Trevor Lawrence, you can't, like, there's like four college quarterbacks now matched with their, like, you got Etienne to Lawrence, Waddle to Chase to Burrow and Smith to Hurts. Like, it's a lot of reconnections, which is, but yeah, I think it'll work for them. They've got James Robinson, though, who's so good, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I saw something saying that Etienne's a bit more of a sort of like pass catching back. So I think it's just they'll do different formations and switch things up a little bit.
But every year with draft experts, when people draft running backs, they always go, oh, the analytics show it's not worth drafting a running back high. But then that running back always gets 1,200 yards, scores 12 touchdowns. So the team's like, oh, fine. We reached for a guy and the guy gave us 12 touchdowns. Our bad. We're quite happy. So I think he's going to be that sort of player. People aren't going to remember where he was drafted in 2 or 3 years' time when he's running the ball into the end zone every week.
A better sense of comparison is the Jags traded Jalen Ramsey for Kalavon Chaisson and Travis Etienne. So I think Ramsey's the better player out of those. I think the Rams' philosophy is solid. Trade your first rounds for starters because it does work. But yeah, like you said, it's all crap anyway, the grades. It's not luck, but it's definitely a throw as much stuff at the wall you can get and see if it sticks. Because I see every day three pick I get, I'm like, yeah, that was a steal. Easy. Definitely should have third round talent, man. The sick. Excellent. Does everyone like watch all the interviews of all the players they've drafted just to kind of get a semblance of who they are?
Yeah.
We got the center out of Alabama. It's called Landon Dickerson, and he's a proper like character. Like, I'm hoping he's the Kelsey heir apparent.
Did you see the video of the guy, the Panthers, the long snapper that the Panthers drafted? So Matt Rule phoned him up, and the guy, it must have been the seventh round, because the guy thought he was phoning because he was an undrafted free agent. And he's like, are you excited to come to Carolina? And the guy's like, yeah, well, we're looking at offers, me and my agent. And he's like, no, I've just drafted you. And the kid's like, what? I've been drafted? Oh, shit, yeah, great.
Yeah,
so funny.
Washington drafted a long snapper called Cheeseman.
Nice.
I think a kicker got drafted in the fifth as well, which was very exciting. Evan McPherson.
That's the guy who did the video when he kicked the bottle cap off the bottle. Oh,
I saw that the other day.
I think it was him.
So what's the favourite name? I'll start with Divine Diablo.
Damn it, that was my one.
Yeah.
What other good names were there? Divine Diablo is just... It's not even... It sounds like when you name that kid, you're like, it can't be serious.
Sounds like a Batman villain or something.
It is spelled differently, though. It's like Divine Diablo.
I think Justin Fields would be a good baseball name.
Well, yeah, playing at Soldier Field.
London Eagles has gone to the Cowboys. Fuming. What was it? The guy Ollie was talking about, Tutu Atwell, he was the first pick for the Rams. And I was like, that's such a Rams pick.
Little speedster.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd say that's a good Tafts coverage for the draft. Mainly focusing on who's the shittest. don't suppose we've managed to get any questions. We've had a bit of a hectic week with the draft and all, haven't we?
Yeah, no questions this week. We didn't put any feeders out, unfortunately.
We did get a winner for our giveaway, though, because what was the question? It was the guess the eighth overall, and the eighth overall was a very surprising pick.
Yep, so we had a winner for the who was drafted at the number eight, and only one person got JC Horn right, and that was Scott Coleman. So we've already been in touch with Scott, so he's going to get his T-shirt and lanyard sent out from EP Sports. Unfortunately, he's a Patriots fan.
Get up.
Congratulations. Make sure you're all following us on Twitter and our socials and whatnot so you don't miss out on stuff like this. Joe, where can everyone find us?
Yeah, so our Twitter and Instagram is at @TAFS_UK, and our Facebook is That American Football Show.
We're also now on YouTube. Craig's getting our disgusting faces on the website. So make sure you go check us out there. Make sure you subscribe just so we can start getting some movement on there. But we are excited to get that going. Also lockdown lids, especially post-draft, get on lockdown lids because there's always good stuff that flies on. But yeah, go ahead at lockdownlids.co.uk. Anything else before we sign off, boys?
Yeah, I think we've got some plans coming up for the off-season, because obviously there's not going to be a lot of NFL news between now and training camp and start of the season. So we're going to be looking at things like the CFL, more on the EFL, that season's coming up there. If there's any developments on the UK FL, and even Britball, going to do a little bit on Britball coming weeks.
No one knows. Probably a bit of nonsense in between.
Yeah.
And if there's something you guys want us to talk about, whether that's like a rule session or something we're just not talking about, you think we should, just get in touch and let us know, and we'll be happy to look into it. But thank you everyone for listening. We're not going to be recording this Thursday. As we said, the news cycle gets a bit repetitive right now. So we will see you next week. Thanks for listening. Check out our friends at EP Sports for all your NFL or equipment needs. And we'll see you next week.